ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliman Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliman Gavriel Ben Orna.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize a full set of Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
Learning Masechta Sanhedrin up to Daf Samaches, this year is Daf Samaches and Aleph. The Gemara here brings the story of what happened before Rabbi Eliezer was Nifter. Gemara brings the Braisa, Kishacholah Rabbi Eliezer Nichnas Rabbi Kiva Vechavei of Levakarai. When Rabbi Eliezer was sick, Rabbi Kiva and his friends came to me Mevakarim, who Yeshu Bekinev Shalai, he was sitting in a canopy, Ven Yeshu Metraklin Shalai, and there were in his house, Vayishim Erev Shabbos Hayim, there's Erev Shabbos, Benichnas Hurkis Benay Lachlitz Tfilav, and Hurkinus, his son, came to take off his tefillin. Rashi says to take off his father's tefillin. So Garibah V'yetzim in Azifa, his father screamed at him, he shouldn't take off his tefillin. So Amalem L'chaveirev, say, told him, K'nemnuni sh'dayit ha'shlam b'nitrafei, told the Tanom that were coming to visit him, I don't think he's bedas anymore, because why doesn't he let me take off his tefillin? Amalem da'tayvid ha'sim b'nitrafei, he's not bedas. Heich menichan is a skill of ice kemisr shvus. Why is he busy with the tefillin? What about this skill of that lokas aner? Rashi also mentions that manas achamin. L'chayr kavanasa is that manas achamin is also a shvus, but l'chayr it's a gzeira to an isa skila. So he called that the chaymer of an isa skila, as opposed to the tefillin we're going to see soon. The tefillin is shem yetzib en l'shusarabim, but even if you go out l'shusarabim, there's no isa skila to go out b'shusarabim. The isa is that once you're b'shusarabim, you might take it off. So the isa here, if wearing tefillin in the house, like we're going to see, because maybe you'll go out to Rosh Hashanah. If you go out to Rosh Hashanah, you'll only be over Rosh Hashanah. As Taich and Rashi. Anyway, that's what they asked them. What are they taking off the tefillin for? They should be busy with Avakas Neiris. They should be busy with Taman Aschram, and Rashi says, see, Sifakert, he was very much badass. Gave in Shorachom, Shait, Mishavis, of Nichus, of Yesh, Lefan, and Birachik, Dalanamis. Once they saw Zaitim, Mishavis, they came, and they sat, Birachik, Dalanamis. So in the Ein Yosef, Pirush on Ein Yankov, he was bothered that the Beis Yosef says in Hilchos Nida, Simen Shin Lamed Dalet in Yerideya, that it says that you can't be in the Dalet Amos of a Menuda is because the Dalet Amos is like his house. So the Beis Yosef brings down that to be in his house alain, that's also even Rochig Mi Dalet Amos. L'chaya, this Gemara is, it's very straight of Beis Yosef, this Gemara L'chaya is Mefurish, that there's no way to come into the house. Even in the house, you let it be there, Baruchik Daladamas. Lives at Sarachian. I'll call upon him. Taisus reads a room that even though the Gemara there in the second Berak Hashav is Memalikan Daflamid, Daflamid Ayim Ibeis is Mavur Klar, that you do take off the tefillin before like a Sener. And that's Mestam what Rabbi Eliezer did every week, because why did Hurkinus go to take off his tefillin if every week they would do the Adlak Sener first? Mestam, he would know what Rabbi Eliezer does first, the Lux Sener Tfilin. The Teretz says, how do you take off Tfilin before Lux Sener? Lux Sener is usually the last thing you do. But that's in a normal Shabbos. This Shabbos, they were running late. Probably because he was sick. They had things to do because of his sickness, so they're running late. Now that they're running late, then there's a limited amount of time. So now you got to do the Lux Sener, which is Issa Skila first, and then do the Tfilin. But I'll call upon him. From this Gemara, you see, you say, that L'chayim, L'chayim state in this Gemara, that wearing tefillin on Shabbos is called an Issa Shvus. And like Rashi says, Shem Yetzibay B'Shisarabim, and like Taisa says, that even though Ablezer didn't move, but Kol She'asricham Latzisbay Shisram, Latzisbay L'chatzir. And who would dinim Yeshua Makamechad Asa is an Issa to wear tefillin, because you might go out with the tefillin. This Bemis in a Mishnah in Shabbos, so you're not allowed to go out with tefillin on Shabbos. The Mishnah says in Masech the Shabbos in the sixth parak, that leitz adam etfilin be Shabbos, and the Gemara says why not? And daf samach aleph mesech the Shabbos. The Gemara says because you might have to go to the bathroom, and then you'll have to take off the tefillin. And when you take off the tefillin, you might walk down Amish B'Shisarab. Like a lot of things, they were geyser not to wear jewelry because you might take it off to show your friends and walk down Amish B'Shisarabim, or not to take things that will slip off, or things that people will laugh at you. So tefillin, there might be reason to take it off if he has to go to the Beis HaKisei, and we'll go with it down Amish B'Shisarabim. And here, Rashi and Teis is saying, about the Mishnah in Shabbos says you can't wear the tefillin B'Shisarabim, there's another halacha that you can't wear the tefillin in the house because koma she'osuk hachamim lots is bar b'shisarabim is also afilu b'chatzir because there you might go to the b'shisarabim. So that's why you can't wear the tefillin in the house. It is a derabbanan because you might go to the b'shisarabim. Then the Shara Melech in Perek Dalad Hilchos Tefillin Halacha Yud and the Magen Avram in Arichayim Simen Shinches in the beginning, is bothered by Akasha. Why did Rashi say, D'ksav v'shabbos lavizman tefillin hu? And Mekvege brings his mug in Avram, in the Gilyan Hashas. It's Simen Shinches of Katan Yad Aleph. Why did he say, because Shabbos is lavizman tefillin hu? The Gemara there is mavur that the issa to walk with the tefillin b'shisarabim is saif yehold Shabbos man tefillin hu? Saif yehold Shabbos lavizman tefillin hu? If yehold Shabbos lavizman tefillin hu, it's still no issa d'ayraisa to go there. It's not called carrying because it's like a kameya. It's derech malbush. It's derech malbush. So mainly you're allowed to go out with tefillin. It's no issa deraisa. It's not called carrying me deraisa. But according to both of them, there is an issa to go out with tefillin. Me derabbanan and Rosh Hashanah, like we said, because maybe we'll have to go to the Beis HaKisei carry it to Alas Rosh Hashanah. So why is Rashi being toilet on the man the Amish Shabbos lives man tefillinu? Even if Shabbos man tefillinu, there's an issa to go out with Rosh Hashanah. You'll have the same problem. Shem Yetzim and Rosh Hashanah. So the Magen Avraham there, the answer is very bekitzer. It's hard to understand it from the Magen Avraham. The Machzor Shekel is Masbirit. And also the Shagas Aryeh in Sim Mem Beis, he also says the same teretz as the Magen Avraham. They say like this, if you hold that Shabbos man tefillin hu, so then there'll be an Isser Hesach Adas at tefillin. So in Mela, constantly you have to be aware that you have the tefillin. If you have an Isser Hesach Adas, and you mamashmish b'chol shon the tefillin, you're, we have the tefillin, we don't have an issa that maybe go up b'shisarabim, because you know you're wearing tefillin. Mashayin, if you're old Shabbos lamizman tefillinu, then you can forget that you're wearing the tefillin, and then there's a shash that will go up b'shisarabim. That's the Magen Avraham, Shagisayis Teretz, and the kasha is, if the shash, the reason why you're not letting with tefillin on Shabbos is, even in the house, because maybe you go up b'shisarabim, and like Taisa says, even the bayis you're not allowed to, so why is Rashi being tailored on the din of Shabbos lavizman tefillin? So I'm going to create the material to Magen Avraham and Shagas Aryeh, because if Shabbos man tefillin hu, so you'll be in Issa Esach Adas, there's no Shash Gosh Yisrael, you'll know you're wearing tefillin because it is Esach Adas. Daf Givol Shabbos lavizman tefillin hu, so since it's lavizman tefillin, you're not being kind of Issa tefillin, there's no Issa Esach Adas, and the male is a Shash Gosh Yisrael. Now, the Beis Yosef in Simen Shen Ches talks about whether you're allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos. He brings down from a sefer which is called Mikdash, that says you're not allowed to be metaltal at tefillin on Shabbos, because since you're not allowed to wear them, you're not allowed to be metaltal them. And look, so, but the Beis Yosef argues on the sefer. He says you're allowed to wear them on Shabbos. He says it's a Tesis, and a Rashi, and a Ran, in the first parak of Beya, that same first, you're allowed to wear it on Shabbos. So Mela, since you're allowed to wear it on Shabbos, you're allowed to be metaltal on Shabbos, and that's why he passes in Shulchan Aruch Simen Shin Ches, they're allowed to be metaltal tefillin on Shabbos. Now the Rashi and the Teis and the Ranan Beya is going on the Gemara that says you're allowed to send someone a gift of tefillin on Yom Tov, you're allowed to send them such a present, and the question is, why isn't it Muksa? And they say, because you're allowed to wear the tefillin. That, and Teis is red zeis with a klarkite, even though it says that means you don't have to put on tefillin, but you're allowed to wear the tefillin. That's stated in the Beis Yosef and Simen Shin Ches. So the kasha is, Achreinim asked the kasha, it's the Shara Melech and Ilchus Tefillin Perek Dalet Halacha Yud, and Rabbi Kivega and the Mishnayis at the end of the first Perek of Beya, our Gemara is mefurish that there's an issue shvus to wear tefillin on Shabbos. Says they wanted to take the tefillin off Rabbi Eliezer, and he was bothered. What do you think? Isaac Meniach is a skill of Isaac Bissa Shvus. The Chaim Afurish in the Gemara that there is an Issa Darabanan to wear tefillin on Shabbos, and the Chayyur Svar is I mean, this is how Rashi and Tosfos learn, because since there's an issur to go out with tefillin, like it says in the Mishnah and Shabbos, like we mentioned, because you might have to take them off to go to the base of Kisa and carry them, that's an issur to wear them. So what's the pshat in the Rashi and the Tosfos and the Ran that says there's no issur to wear it on Shabbos? This Gemara is mavuid, it's issur derabanan to wear tefillin on Shabbos. So Rabbi Kivega, at the end of the first parak of Bey in the Mishnayis and the Sharam Melech that we mentioned, parak Dal Lochi and Alf, they say Parsha the Teretz. They say that that Gemara is talking about on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov is no Issa to carry. If on Yom Tov is no Issa to carry, so Mela there'll be no Issa to go with it, but Shusaram, because there you might carry because you like to carry. The Fram, like Rabbi Kivega reads Zeiss, if you're taking off the tefillin to go to the Beis Akisa, you're planning on putting them back on, so you're carrying them in order to put them back on. So there's no issur to carry. It's letzarech gufa. You're carrying it letzarech yom tif. There's no issur to carry on yom tif. What's the pshat in Tosfos? It says that smashman Shabbos also is no issur. He says pashit because Tosfos is reading ice. That if you're going to learn v'hayu l'chol ice means that by Shabbos it's an ice, that would make an issur to wear tefillin. Okay, there's an issur asay or an issur lav to wear tefillin on Shabbos. So that would apply to Yom Tov also, because Yom Tov also lives man tefillin. Yom Tov also is an ice. But that's what Tosfos is saying. That pasuk by tefillin, which tells you not to wear tefillin Shabbos and Yom Tov, is not telling you an iser. It's telling you a ptur. It's telling you there's no chiyuv. So me'achad is no chiyuv. So then, even though grand on Shabbos, Tosfos didn't bother reading it ice, because it wasn't the gay to that Gemara, on Shabbos is an iser mitam acher. There's iser mitam itzah. Hagzeri, you might carry it. And avad that it doesn't apply to Yom Tov. But what he's saying is that tefillin is mutter to wear in Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's not the pshat b'poel, it's mutter to wear in Shabbos and Yom Tov. It means there's no issur mitzad ilchus tefillin to wear in Shabbos and Yom Tov. There might be another issur mitzad eitzah to wear in Shabbos, and that wouldn't apply to Yom Tov. Parshat Geshmak Teretz. Now the problem is, like the Sharam Melech points out, the Beis Yosef is shver. Because the Beis Yosef in Siman Shin Ches brings this Rashi, Tosfos, and the Ran to tell you that you can wear it on Shabbos. So the Sharam Melech says the Teretz like this. He says it's actually a machloikis in the Gemara there in Shabbos, and that's Samach Dalanim and Beis. Rav is the one that says Kol Ma She'osra Rabbanu Lo'itzu V'Shusram Osa Filu B'Chatzir, and Rav Anani Bar Sosin says no, only Rishusram is Osa. There's no Isser in Rishusayach Gzeri you might go out. And there are Paiskim that Paskim like Rav Anani Bar Sosin, and that's what the Beis Yosef means to Paskim. And the Gemara is Mavur, it's actually a Machloikis Tanoim. So Mela, very good. Rabbi Lezer was going with the Shita, that whatever is Asa B'Shus Harabim, that's a mission that says that Tefillin is Asa B'Shus Harabim. Like we said, because maybe you'll have to take them off to go to the base of Kisa Kam Daladam. So Rabbi Lezer holds like Rav, that anything that's Asa B'Shus Harabim is also Asa B'Chatzir. So Mela, he held, there was an Issa Shvus to have Tefillin on Shabbos. Mashayin came to Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef in Siman Shin Ches, which says that there's no issur to wear tefillin on Shabbos, it's because we paskin like Avani Bar Sosin, we paskin like the other Tanam, we paskin like the Shita, that the things that the Chazal asid b'shus haram are only asid b'shus haram, they're not asid b'shus hayachid. And that's why the Beis Yosef says, l'maisi yilani wear tefillin on Shabbos. That's a shtickle from the Sharam Melech. And the Sharam Melech blives shver that the Rambam paskins that there is no man the Yomah that says that there's an issur to wear in Meshus Yachid. He learns up that when it says in the Gemara, the Rambam Melech Shabbos Perikites Alach Ches holds that when it says in the Gemara, Kol Ma She'osu Chachamim Lotzis Bar Meshus Ram is also B'Chatzir, doesn't mean in a house. It means Dafka Chatzir She'ena Merevis. But a house or a Chatz Merevis is Mutal Lekuli Alma. So Shvek the Sharam Melech, and this kash is also asked by the Shagas Aryeh in Simen Mem Beis, Lefi the Rambam, where do you have an Issa Shvus to wear tefillin on Shabbos? The Gemara is Mavura here that the Chalitza's tefillin was because of Shvus. Where is there an Issa Shvus to wear tefillin on Shabbos? It's an Issa B'Shus HaRabbam al Shemi Yetzir. The Rambam Shita is that what's also al Shemi Aviren and al Amis B'Shus HaRabbam is not also B'Bayis. So what's up shot in this Gemara with their blessing and Urkinis that he wasn't, he said that the Chalitza's tefillin is an Issa Shvus. Where is this Issa Shvus? So both the Sharam Melech and the Shagas Ayu were Mechavim L'davar Echa. They want to say Gvaldig Echidish Pshat in this Gemara. The Gemara, Rashi's Mavur, that Hyrcanus came to take off his father's tefillin. They want to say Lefi, the Rambam, that there can't be an Issa to wear tefillin in the house, an Issa Shvus. They want to learn up the Gemara that Hyrcanus went to take off his own tefillin. He came inside to take off his own tefillin. So his father screamed at him, "What are you taking off your tefillin? You should be busy lighting the Ner." He had to take off his own tefillin because he was planning on going right out to the Rishus HaRabim. And that's an Issa Shmus. To wear tefillin Rishus HaRabim is an Issa Shmus, like the Mishnah says, Shem Yavirenu. But his father's tefillin he didn't take off. He didn't have to take off his father's tefillin. Because his father was staying in the house. He was sick. And Mamela according to the Rambam, there's no Issa in the house. You have to say Hyrcanus was taking off his own tefillin. The emes is that the Rivash in Simon Kufay and Gimel, he has this problem. He has a whole kasha. In Ma'id Katan, there's a whole shayla for Menuda could wear tefillin or not. Someone has neither could he wear tefillin or not. The Gemara doesn't bring this Mefurish of Raisa that Reb Elezer was Menuda, he was in a nidui, and he wore tefillin. So the Rivash also wants to say that maybe because he could be Mantcha, this Gemara is not talking about Reb Elezer's tefillin, he came to take off his own tefillin. But that's the teretz of the Shagas Aryeh and the Shara Melech. Shagas Aryeh will bother, what's the nichnas lachlitz tefillin? Why did he have to come in to take off the tefillin? Basically, maybe he didn't have a safe place to put the tefillin outside. Balkabonim, that's the Achreinim's teretz. So going over what we learned till now, L'chayr the Issa Shvus is like the Rishayim say that they couldn't wear the tefillin because Shem Yavirenu Dal Namis B'Shus HaRabim. And we spoke out the Magen Avraham and the Shagas Aryeh's pshat that why Rashi had to say because Shabbos loves man tefillin because Shabbos man tefillin when Achayshus will go out L'Shus HaRabim because you mamash B'Shus HaTefillin B'Chol Shah. And we mentioned the Beis Yosef and Simen Shin Ches that brings the Rishayim in Beya, Rashi tells in the Ram that I'm a word that there's no issue wearing tefillin on Shabbos. And we said Rashi and tells in the Ram we could say that they were saying it dafka l'gabe yom tov, where they're saying there's no issue be'etzim to wear tefillin on Shabbos. There's a Sharem Melech, Herbe Kivegis Teretz. And all they mean is no issue be'etzim to wear tefillin on Shabbos. The ice is not mechayiv you not to wear tefillin on Shabbos and yom tov. Shabbos anyway, they've been issaltz carrying, and that wouldn't apply to yom tov. And the Beis Yosef that shtels us to for Shabbos, we said the Sharem Melech's Teretz. Now we paskin that the things that are also b'shus haram and not also b'shus hayachid, and Reb Elezer will go l'shitas rav that holds that they are. And we asked on the shitas Rambam that the Rambam says that even according to Rav, it's not us in the house, only a chatz sheinim revis. And we said according to the Rambam, the Shagas Aryeh and the Sharem Melech, they want to say that it was Hyrcanus took off his own tefillin, he was going to go out to the b'shus haram. Now there's a kashan achreinim ask on the Beis Yosef and snegei tower sugya. Like we said, the Beis Yosef and Simen Shin Ches says that there's no issue putting on tefillin on Shabbos. That's why also tefillin is not muksa. But the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Lamed Aleph says it's also to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Because Shabbos and Yom Tov is an ice, and if you put on tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you mezalzel the ice of Shabbos and Yom Tov. So it's also to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov, also din of ice. So how does it stem? The Beis Yosef and Simen Shin Ches says it's mutter. And the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Lamed Aleph, they say it's also being mezalzel on the ice. The Taz and Simen Shin Ches Sifkat and Gimel ask the kasha, and he blames Shrei with the kasha. And he's mashmei nechinami. We should be machmir like the Shulchan Aruch Simen Lamed Aleph. That's the zayir that the Beis Yosef brings in Simen Lamed Aleph is marich ma'id on the chaymer isur of winged filling a chalam ma'id. Because it means mezalzel on the ice of the ma'id. Kolshkin Shabbos and Yontif would have that isur. And that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch there. The Taz is mashmi holds that way l'maisa. But the Magen Avraham, in Simen Chavtes, he says to Teretz, that the Israelites being mezalz on the ice is only when you do it l'shei mitzvah tefillin. If you're wearing it l'shei mitzvah tefillin, then you have an issur being mezalz on the ice of tefillin. If you do it shalei l'shei mitzvah tefillin, you don't have any such issur. So Mel, that's miash of the Shaila. In Simon Laman Aleph, he's talking about, do you want to wear tefillin and Shabbos Yom Tov Hashem Mitzvah? That's an Isser. That's an Isser Zilzul Ba'is. It's also an Isser Ba'al Taisif. Masha'en Kain and Simon Shin Ches, he means not L'Hashem Mitzvah. That he holds his mutter. And the Mishnah Berurah in Simon Laman Aleph says, the Pashtus is like the Magen Avraham, that if you don't wear L'Hashem Mitzvah's tefillin, there's no Isser. But he brings Yesh Mechmir, he means the Taz, like he says in the Sharetzian, that the Taz blives fair in the Kasha, and he's paskening, I'll be the Zayar, that there is an Issa, even if you don't wear L'Shem Mitzvah's tefillin. The emes is the Beis Yosef at the end of Simen Chavtes, he wants to say in Rav Haigain, he has a tzadok upon him in Rav Haigain, that there's an Issa to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov al-Tzais. Also Zulz of the Aish Shabbos and Yantif, it's also mashma even if there's no Kavanis Mitzvah. So the Shara Melech asks the Kasha, if you're going to say there's an Issa Mitzad Aish, which is the Chayin and Issa Dairaisa, so what's the Shad and Agamar that called it an Issa Shus? Agamar is Mavur, it's an Issa Shus. L'chaira, l'fi that sad. Could be Rav Haigayin holds that way, like the Beis Yosef says in Simen Chavtes. It sounds like, according to the Taz, the Shulchan Aruch is passing that way in Simen Laman Aleph. That even if you're not being Mechavan L'Shem Mitzvah, there's an Issa as a Zilzav and Ice, that's the Issa L'chaira, is an Issa Dairaisa. So what's your blessed calling it an Issa Shus? It's an Issa Dairaisa. It's not an Issa Skila, but it's an Issa Dairaisa. As I frek the Shara Melech. And l'chaira can be matrik and say that maybe l'fi this halacha, Reb Leizer happened to hold that Shabbos is Zman Tefillin. But Rashi holds if Shabbos is Zman Tefillin, you won't have the din of Shemei Avirenu Al Kaponim in the house because you'll remember not to bring it out. Maybe the other Rishonim, well, not that way. Maybe on the tzad that you're not allowed to with Tefillin, Midraisa on Shabbos and Yontif, that's also like the Tanom that old Shabbos Lav is Zman Tefillin. Maybe Reb Leizer holds Shabbos Zman Tefillin. And he still holds it to Shua. It's not like Rashi. As I can, man, for in L'chaira. But the Shara Melech says a different teretz. He says, even if there's an Issa Dairaisa to put on tefillin, but that's not Mechayiv once they're on to take off the tefillin. So Mela, even if you hold, like the Taz Nemzon, in the Shita that holds that there's a Zilzuv and Ice, that applies even when you're not being Mechayiv in L'Shem Mitzvah, that would only be to put on the tefillin L'chatchila. But there'd be no Mechayiv Midraisa to take them off. That's why he called it an Issa Shvus. So begets it to answer the kasha that the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Laman Aleph says that there's an issa to wear tefillin Shabbos and Yom Tov al tzilzul in the ice and the makar is a zayar, which the Beis Yosef brings down. The zayar applies to the Chol HaMoed as well. So how come the Gemara calls it an issa shvus? Either you could say like the Magen Avraham that whole issa is when you mechavan l'shem mitzvah, then the kasha is not shver b'chlal. And that seems to be the way we paskin. Befrat that the Beis Yosef and Simon Sheches and it brings from the Rishonim and Bay a whole cloud that there's no Isser. The Chayyah the Teretz is, in order to have an Isser, you have to Mechavon L'Shem Mitzvah. But if you hold not that way, like the Taz and Simon Shinches is Mashmah, like the Bishayser brings down from the Rav Haigayin at the end of Simon Chavtes, either you have to say, maybe Rav Lezer Al Shabbos Man Tfilinu, that was my Teretz, and the Shara Melech says the Teretz, that the Isser would only be putting on the Tfilin, there'd be no Chiv to take off the Tfilin. And now one more Nekudah, Teshtelzich on this Maisa. The Gemara says later that at the end, after Rabbi Eliezer died, and Rabbi Shua was Amen Araglava, Mahutar Aneder, Hutar Aneder, Lemaisa Shabbos, Pogabre Bekiva, Min Kisri Luri, and Makhav Besorai, Achadama Shaisis Loritz. And Bekiva was hitting his skin until it was bleeding, the blood was gushing to the ground. Pasagol, Rabbi Shua, Vama Avi, Avi, Rechav Yisol, Farashav, Harbamais, Yeshli, Rain Shulchani Lai Tsoisan. He said, Avi, Avi, I have so much money, I don't have a shulchani to change it. I have a lot of kashas, I don't have someone to help me with my Torah. So the Shainim Shtelazich, how is he allowed to hit himself and make himself bleed? What happened to the Isser Seret L'Nefesh? There's an Isser to cause a wound, to cause a scratch oneself and cause a wound over a dead person. So Taisus here answers that he did it because of the Torah. Like he said, he's not doing it because he was upset at the death of Rabbi Eliezer Be'etzin, that he missed Rabbi Eliezer. He did it because he won't be able to learn Torah from him. So then it's mutter. And the Megi on the side sends you the Taisus and Yavam Mustafi Gimel Beis, who says this Teretz and plus one other Teretz. A Teretz that the Isser is only Derech Srita, not Derech Haka. Scratching and making a wound that way is Aser. Mashenke and banging and making a wound is mutter. And them is the machoikis Rishonim brought in the Paiskim that the Ramban in Sefer Torah Sa'adam is the Mekar in the Rishonim that says it's svarit that it's only Derech Srita, not Derech Haka. And the Rosh brings this in Mayit Katan, Simon Tzadik Gimel, the end of the third parak of Mayit Katan. And the Rosh argues, the Rosh says there's no chiluk Srita Naka. The Rosh says it's a David Tema. Once the Gemara said there's an Issa Bein Biad, Bein Bekli, what's the difference sweet than Akka? Now the Rosh says, like the other Teretz, that it's because of Torah. And the Shulchan Aruch brings both Deis in Simon Kuf Bey, Kuf Bey Sif Zayin, Yesh Mishayim Medaf Kesrita, Makab Yadav Besarjah Mishayis Mutner, Yesh Mishayisir, and the Achrayim say, and the one who was asked to hold that the Tam of Reb Lez is because of Torah. Now there's a Shikul Shaila, if the Tam Hadava, why it's Mutner is because he did it for the Tzair of Torah, the Emma says it's a Machlaikis Hapeskim, what's it din by other Tzair, if it's Mutner, Lechatchilu, it's only Pater. The Torah says the Lashin, that a Messiah al Sa Acher Shabole Potter. He says the Lashon that it's Potter. But it's a Braisa and Makis, Dafchafim and Beis, Toner Abon and Yachal Afil Asarel, Beis, Shinov, Sashtav, Yom, Tamaloyma, Lenefesh, Ene Chayev, El Alameis Levad. So Tur says Lashon of Potter. And the Beis Yosef says it's Lav Dafka, that it's Potter, meaning Potter Avalasu. It's Mutter. And the Bach argues. The Bach says, no, it's Potter. Potter means Potter Avalasu. There are more, Paskins like the Beis Yosef, he says, Al Sa Acher is Shari. But the Shach brings the Bach that no, it's only Patra Avalasar. So that's a Shtikl Shaila. If you're going to say that in other Tzar it's Patra Avalasar, so why is it Mutter by Torah? Why isn't that like other Tzar, which is Patra Avalasar? It sounds like a Raya to the Beis Yosef that it's Mutter. That Mrs. Zarech Lener and Yivamas and Afigimu Beis Asakasha. It says in Bava Kama, Nafzadik Beis, it is of Chayvel Batzmai. So what happened to the Is of Chayvel Batzmai? And the Chanami won't be Mechayev at Issa of Serel and Nefesh Letidnu. But what happened to Issa of Chayvel Batzmai? Chayvel Batzmai is Eivu Balaam. So the Aruch Lener says at Teretz that the word of Chayvel Batzmai is it's a Baltashchus Digadin. It's an Indian of Baltashchus. And just like you find Seifen on Malachim, you don't say Baltashchus. You like to burn the possession of the Malachim as the covet of the Melech. You don't say Baltashchus doing it for the covet of Melech. So who a din here? You're doing it for the covet of Teirah. So there's no din of chavala batzmei, which is like the same, a similar din to maltashkes. It's only when stam you're doing it to destroy yourself, to mutilate yourself. And Torah doesn't want any wanton destruction for no reason, even by yourself, even by your own property, even by your own body. But if you're doing it for kavanat Torah, that's a mitzvah of kavanat Torah, so that's mutter. The Aruch Lener himself has got an answer feeding with that. He wants to say that maybe Rabbi Kiva didn't even know what he was doing. He was in such tzar, he was makab atzma, he wasn't trying to make a chavola. He didn't know what he was doing, he was in such tzar, he was a shaking. But the Rishayim are quite not that way. Taisus and the Rosh and the Ramban and the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch, they all medayik halacha from here. Either that in Torah it's mutter, or that it's mutter derech hakah, not derech svita. I'm a stama like derech l'nes teretz. That the paiskim that asa l'chatchila on tzar acher and beisay sheh Shenaflan Sinasa Shetava Biyam is says Achavala Batzma says Abal Tashkis Vashenkin here for Kavod HaTorah it's Mutter. Now on the Ikas Shaila, if the Issa is Dafkas Srita or Hu Adin Akah, that the Rosh is like bothered with the Ramban. The Ramban says that the Issa is Dafkas Srita not Akah, and the Rosh says that the Dava Tema since Beim Biyad Beim Kli is also Hechei Mutter Derech Akah, and the Beis Yosef doesn't understand the Tema of the Rosh. But maybe the Torah only asks it, even though it asks it Bein Biyad Bein Bekli, that's what you do with Srita, Bein Biyad Bein Bekli. Mashenka Nakar, the Torah never asks it, doesn't understand the Rosh's Kasha. But could be the Machlokes is like this. The Rambam learns that the Issa of Srita Lameis is the Issa Ke'en Lechukas Goyim. The Rambam says in Yad, Gedidu Srita Achasi, Yuksheim She Yigoyim Soidim Besoyan Al Misosim Neyatsar, Kacha Yechayim Latzim Levei Dezorah, Shnem Veyeskeidu Duke Mishpatim, Vegam Zasatay Shnem Malays is Geidu. And the Rambam's Mashmat, the Sayyid of the Issa Srita is because the Derech of the Goyim. He puts it together, and that's how he learns up the Sayyid of the Issa of Mashkas Pazakonai and Paz Reishai. They're all the Derech of Evdei Avei Dezorah. And then Ksevis Kaka, they're all the Derech of Evdei Avei Dezorah. So Mele, Evdei Zayi can hear a chilik. The Derech of Evdei Zorah was Dafkai de Srita Ugnida. So Memela, that's why the only issues are they sweet to need and not only they are caught, because that's the Derech of Vedazar. Could be the Rosh learns, like the Rishayim say, on the Pasuk of Lois Yitzkaidu doing Re'ei, could be a different Pshat. It could be the Pshat is, like the Ibn Ezra says, that a person should understand that Gamzu L'Teiva, he shouldn't have such a Gevaldik Tzar, such a Gevaldik Tzar when someone dies, is the Indian of Gamzu L'Teiva, Kol Madar V'Kol L'Tav Avid, Sechsarim B'Tachin. Well, like the Ramban says, "Banim atam Hashem lekeichem leisus geidu." That since lemaisi, "Banim atam Hashem lekeichem" is a sharis and nefesh. Person is his dead. He's not gone. He's not gone forever. It's a sharis and nefesh. His nefesh lives on. His olamam b'tzchias amesim simeli shouldn't be in such sad. So I bazei, if you learn that's the yisaid in the mitzvah, and there's no chilek shvita And Aka, it's the same thing. The Ikis, he shouldn't make a wound. As I came after her in the Agdaris of Machlaikis. And could be the other way also. Ken Zayim, Bederech Efshe, Bederech Ulai. That maybe that if the Yisayit is Al Tzavei Dezara, Al Tzderech Avei Dezara, so even though the Tzar is a Tzar Al Tzatayra, but Lemaisi, you're doing it Al Ameis. You're doing it because somebody died. The Seis, you're doing it Al Ameis. So Mela, it would make a difference if you're doing it because of the Tzar, because of the person. Lemaisi, that's the Derech Avei Dezara to do a Sweet Degdid Al Ameis. And you're doing it Al Ameis, even though the Tzar comes from a different source. But that's in the Maisa Chaval is coming out of the Ameis. So mainly you have to come on to the Teretz that it's not Derech Sweet, it's Derech HaKah. Mashiach, if the Yisayin HaDavar is, because you should think that it's Gamzul HaTayva, Kamal HaRcham HaTavavin, or you should understand there's a Sharis and Nefesh, he's not gone forever. So that's only by Ameis. Mashiach, by Teira, Kubit is Einim Timit Stair on the Vedas of Teira. And not to say Gamzul HaTayva, at least not in the same Eifin. Or Zicha Sharis and Nefesh doesn't pass by the Vedas of Teira. I call it Bederech Efshel, the Meis and Rambam wouldn't stim well as Shitasa, because Rambam's the one that holds that it's only Aser, Derech Sweet, and not Derech Aka, and he doesn't say that there's Alts Teira. And the Rambam Al Teira learns that the Isser is Al Saka, Alts Asheris, and Efesh. And Mistami, you can't learn Halacha so much from the Tamei Teira. I'm just saying, Derech Efshel, if you find one Shita is that you need Dafka Sweet to Agdida, not Aka, and that Shita is not Mechalik between if you do it, because of the Tzar of the Meis or the Tzar of the Torah. And you have the other sheet, the Taiz in the Rosh, that holds that there can't be any chilik between Hakah and Svita and Gnida. But there is mechalik between if you're doing because of the Meis or because of the Torah. So maybe you could say that the one that holds that there has to be Dafkadek, Svita and Gnida, that's like the Rambam, that the Isser is Al-Skuk, Chalikas, Avei Dezara, and Memel, as long as you're doing it Al-Meis, it doesn't make a difference what's causing the Tzar. Hashem, and the one that also makes no difference if it's sweet digdido aka, that's like the Rishayim by Lysis Gedid, the Rabban, the Ben Ezra. And the time is that the Torah doesn't want you to express its tzar in such an extreme eifin. So there, it doesn't make a difference if it's sweet to aka. And there, the pshat is, if it's al Torah, then the Torah would allow it. As I came as Zog in Derech Efshe.
Bruchim Amazinim. We are now, Be'ez Hashem, about to start Perek ben Seira Umayra, Mesechta Sanhedrin daf Samaches Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, ben Seira Umayra, me'ema sainasa ben Seira Umayra, mishayavi shtei Cyrus, which means that a katan cannot be a ben Seira Umayra. And the Mishnah at the end is masbir, katan potor, shalei ba lechlal mitzvahs. Ad kan ha-Mishnah. Now in the Gemara, there are three shlavim, how the Gemara views the halacha of katan by ben Seira Umayra. The Gemara starts by asking a question, Katan Minolan de Potter, which means the Makshan of the Gemara holds that Al Pipashtas the Katan should be Chayiv, therefore the Gemara is asking Minolan de Potter. The Gemara goes on, however, to challenge that question, and it's Mevor Mehemshecha Gemara that the Stamus of the Gemara holds that Al Pipashtas a Katan should really be Potter. And the Gemara bases that on two Tainas. First of all, says the Gemara, the Mishnah already explains, Shalei Balach Lal Mitzvahs. Visu, and also Minasvare, Heicha Ashkechan the Anan Shakasov, the Hachli Bayi Krala Miftara. In Kalatari Kula, we've never found that a Katan gets an Einish, that specifically here in Minsaira Mira, we should ask that Al Pipashtas a Katan should get an Einish. So that's the Stamas the Gemara, that Al Pipashtas a Katan should be Potter. The Gemara goes on to substantiate the Makshin of the Gemara, and the Gemara explains that the question of Manal and the Potter was based on two Hanachas. First of all, zok the Gemara, Otu ben Seira Umayra al chetoy nerag al shem soife nerag, v'kivan da al shem soife nerag afilu katanami, being that a ben Seira Umayra is not being killed al chetoy, but rather al shem soife, that's why the makshin held min asvara, even a katan should also be chayiv misa, v'oid ben v'lay ish katan mashma. Al pipashtas, the lashon ben in the Torah is mashma a katan. So with this, the Gemara explains das hamakshin. And on that, the Gemara answers, this is the Tartzin, Amrav Yehuda Amrav, the Amar Krav Yiyeh Le'ish Ben HaSamach L'Gvurasi Shal Ish, Ayin Barashi B'Taisvis, that their Masbir, that the Mashmayis of the Pasuk is, in the beginning of Gadlus, like the Mishnah says, Mishiyav Yishtei Cyrus, V'ad Shiyakif, Zokan HaTachtayn. Hayyitze, that there are three Shlavim in the Gemara. There's the Stamus HaGemara, which holds that Al-Pipashtas, Ekotan Shabi Potter. There's the Makshan of the Gemara, which holds Al Pipashtas, a katan should be chayiv. And then there's the Tarzan of the Gemara, which explains Mikayach the Drasha that be'emes a katan is pater. So we're going to try Bez Hashem to be masber each one of the shlavim. And we're going to start with the Stamus of the Gemara, which bases on two tainus that a katan should be etzem be pater. First, zok the Gemara kediktani taimash lebalach la mitzvus v'su heicha ashkechan da'anish akasov da'achli ba'ikra. And we have to understand what's the difference between these two questions. So in Chidush Rebbein Yaina is masber al pipashtus that the first question is mikayach araya mikayach the lashon of the mishnah lebalach la mitzvus, and the second question is mikayach asvara. Even if not for the mishnah. Where else have we found in the Torah that a katan is chayiv, that we should have a havamina to say that over here a katan is chayiv? That's where Rabbeinu Yoina is masber, the two questions. However, in the Chiddush Aran, he's masber that the two questions are coming be'emes from two different angles. The first time of the Gemara is, k'dektani taimash le'balach ha'mitzvahs, which means that a katan is pater min ha'mitzvahs, therefore a katan is not muzhar in any of the isurim which are involved in becoming a ben Sarah umayra. And the second taina is that be'emes we may have had a havamina that even though a katan is not muzhar in the actual isurim, but maybe the Torah would nevertheless be machayev and einish in order that kol yisrael yishmu v'yirau. Maybe a katan is bechlal and einish in such a situation. So on that the Gemara says heicha ashkechan the onash hakasov. The Gemara specifically uses the lashon einish to bring out that a katan is never bechlal an einish, he's not a bar einshin, even if it's not for an avera that he did, even if it's for v'chol yisrael yishmu v'yiro. And the raya to that, zok de chidush Iran, is by every maisa ritzicha. Be'emes would be a svara that if a katan kills, even though a katan is not bechlal the iser of leisirtzach, but in order that kol yisrael yishmu v'yiro, we should kill a katan that's a ritzeach. Nevertheless, we don't find out in the Torah that the Torah is ma'anish a katan for that reason. And that's the kavana of the Gemara's taina, heicha ashkechan the anish hakasov. Now, to explain this Chiddush Aran better, we could be mitzayin the Kaivitz Shiurim in Masechta Baba Basra, Eis Tof Yud Gimel. He's Mayrach over there to explain that be'emes a katan has two separate dinim. One din is that he's patim in a mitzvah, and the second din is that he's not a bar einshin. This is mevor in our Chiddush Aran that we see that even in a case where we would have thought that a katan would get an einish, not because he was over at avera, because he's not bechal mitzvahs, but because kol yisrael yishmu v'yiro, nevertheless there's a second din mitzar atzmai that he's not a bar einshin. For further reference, Ayin in the Kilos Yaakov Masechti Yevam is Siman Lamed Aleph that he brings down a tremendous ariches b'shem the Mishkanes Yaakov and others that maybe in fact a katan only has the second din and not the first din. So we were masber the stamus of the Gemara. Now let's go on to the kash of the Gemara. And the Gemara explains that the Makshin was basing himself on two nekudas. First of all, because he's not al chetoy nerag, but it's only al shem soifa, and therefore a katan should be bechlal. Va'oid, that the lashon ben in the Torah is mashma even a katan. Now, according to the second taina, l'chayr it's gans pashut, there's nothing to ask. If the Torah says mefurish ben, which means even a katan is chayiv, so we can't ask anymore, but he's not bechlal mitzvahs and he's not a bar einshin. This is the gzeras hakasov. And the emes is, there's a mashal to this somewhere else in the Torah, where a katan is bechlal the iser, and also he's chayiv and einish. And that's in the Gemara Masechta Nida, daf mem vav. The Gemara discusses a katan, as mufla as samach le'ish, where his neder is a neder, and his hektish is a hektish, and the Gemara discusses over there that he'd be bechlal the Isra of Bal Yachel, and if he's over Bal Yachel, he'd be chayiv malchus. So even though technically he's still a katan, we see that there's a musig where the Torah is masber in a specific situation that a katan is going to be bechlal the Isra and also be a bar einshin. So that would be the same situation by us, according to the Gemara's taina, that ben is mashma even a katan. Now, according to the Gemara's kasha, that a katan is not nerag al chetai, but only al shem soifai. So according to that, we have to be masber as follows. As far as the question is concerned, that a katan is not bechlal mitzvahs, that's not shver, because be'emes we're not killing him al chetai, only al shem soifai. Now the emes is the Gemara earlier, on Daf Samach Gimel Amar Aleph says, that le'soichlu al adam, that's the azhara le'ben soirer umayra. And Rashi explains, le'onash ele imkein hizir, the Torah never gives an einish without a azhara, Veheichan hizir, where was the Torah mazir that a person should not be a ben Sarah Umayra? So that's what the Gemara is saying. Le'seichlu al adam, le'seichlu achila shetehariga leo. And this is brought down also the halacha and the Rambam and Hilchas Mamrim, Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph. So we're going to have to say that this Gemara is going to shtim l'maskana of our sugya. But according to this shlav, according to the Makshin, where be'emes we say that Aben Seira Meira is not al chetay neharag, but only al shem soifai, so there's no makam to ask what's the azhara, and to say that the azhara is because he's being over the isra of le'seichlu al adam. Because be'emes, he's not al chetay neharag, which is why even a katan who's not b'chlal mitzvahs could also be chayiv misa. So that Gemara must be going l'maskana, and we'll get back to the Be'ez Hashem when we talk about the maskana. But what still needs to be understood, l'das ha'makshin, is how do we have a havmina that a katan is going to be nanash if there's a halacha that a katan is not a bar einshin? Like we're mazber b'shem the kovet shiurim to explain the chedushi aran, even in a situation where we'd want to be ma'anash a katan not because of an avera that he did, and be'emes he's not b'chlal mitzvahs, nevertheless, there's a separate din that a katan is not a bar einshin. So even though over here we want to be ma'anish ma'ashem soifai, but be'emes, a katan is mufka from any einish, so what's pshat in the Gemara's havimina? Now, pipashas, we may say that killing someone al-shem soifai, that's an exception to the rule of a katan not being a bar einshin. The Chedush Aran was mazbir, the stamus of the Gemara, that the Gemara is asking that even if we would be ma'anish a katan because of Kol Yisrael Yishmu V'Yiro, that's something that the Torah would not do. L'mashal, like a katan who's a reitzeach. But now that the Gemara is explaining the makshin that we want to kill him because of al-shem soifai nerag, that may be an exception to the rule, and in regards to that, a katan is a bar einshin. But that, nevertheless, is still a tremendous chiddush. Once we know that there's a klal, that a katan is not a bar einshin, that should be true regardless for the tam why we would want to kill him, even if it's al-shem soifai. So to explain pshat on the makshin, there's a murid de kashtikl from Reb Chaim Brisker and Chedush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi al Rambam, in the end of the shtickle on Hilchas Gerushin, Perek Vav Halachates, B'divya Maschol Olafiza Nira. Reb Chaim over there is discussing the halacha of Ein Makablin Eidos Shalei Bifnei Baldin. And he quotes a Gemara Mesechta B'Bakama Dav Kufyud Beis, which says that we can never be Makabal Eidos against a katan, because a katan is always considered Shalei Bifnei Baldin. Like Rashi is Masber over there, katan Kaman Delesadami. So Frek Reb Chaim, on our Gemara, how does the Gemara have a havamin according to the Makshin that a katan could be killed by Ben Seira Umayra? The Chayru can never be makabal edus against him because ain makabalin edus shalei b'fnei baldin, and a katan is command the lesser dummy. Zok Reb Chaim, that can be explained once we understand the basis to the etzem svaras makshin that a katan is bechlal the chi of misa of a Ben Seira Umayra. Zok Reb Chaim v'zel l'shain katshai, shom shiny. Kivan de be'inan l'chayvay gam kishu katan, if the Gemara has a tzad to be machayvim even as a katan, imkein ein zem mishum de chayiv misa. That can't be because he actually has a chiyiv misa. Okamivur besugisham, the time of de be'inan l'chayvay, who mishum de kivan al shem soifay nerag, imkein gam katan l'chayvay. Veratza leimar, and the pshatan that havamina is, Dr. B'chayim, de mishum hachi have a dina ba'alma shetzarech lahargay. It's just a din ba'alma that we have to kill him. V'loy chiyuva shemeschayev hu b'misa. It's not actually a chiyuv misa b'chlal. This is a marid kalamdus, which means that it's a din on bezdin to kill and eliminate this ben seira umayra from the face of the world. But it's not a chiyuv misa, which is chal on the ben seira umayra himself. Therefore, even though a katan is not nenash, that means no chiyuv misa can actually be chal on the katan per se. This is not a chiyuv misa. This is a chiyuv which is mutal on bezdin, kill this person, be misalikim from the world. And that's why it's not a problem of ein makablin eidus shalei b'fnei baldin. Because in this situation, the katan is not the baldin. It's not his chiyuv, it's bezdin's din, lahargai ulasalkai min ha'ilam. Ad kan divrei Reb Chaim. And the emes is that there's a meridik esmach to this train of thought, because the Mishnah later on the fine Aleph Amud Beis says as follows. Ben Seir Umar Nidin al Shem Saifai, Yomus Zakai, Va'al Yomus Chayiv. He should die Zakai, which is Mashma, the Be'emes at this point, he actually wasn't over anything. And the Mishnah is Mamshech, Shemisosan Shal Rishayim, Hano'olehen, Va'hano'olehen. The death of Rishayim is good for them, and it's good for the world. Mashma, that the Din Misa by Ben Seir Umar is in order that the Roshan himself and the world should have the hana of the Roshayim being non-existent. That coincides with Divrei Reb Chaim that says that it's dina ba'alma shetzarech lahargai, and it's not a chiyuv misa. However, Rav Shach Zecharino Levracha, in Avi Ezri, in Hilchos Shgagos, Perek Tes Halacha Aleph, and then again Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Zayin Halacha Zayin, he's strongly chaylik on Divrei Reb Chaim. And he said, we've never found in the Torah such a concept of din lahargai without a chiyuv misa. If the Torah says, we must kill a ben seira umayra, al karchach, it's a chayvas misa. That's Rav Shach's taina. And the chayra, we could be meisav on Rav Shach's taina, because if it was just a din shatzarech lahargai, like Rav Chaim says, why would he have a din of misas bezdin and dafke beskila? The chayra should be, may misan isai bekal misa that we can, just like by a raidif. The fact that this idea that Bezdin kills him in one of the Misa's Bezdin, and specifically in Skila, that's mashma that it is a chayvas Misa and not just a din lahargai, like Rav Shach tainas. So on account of this taina, Rav Shach has a different way of understanding pshat in the Makshim. And we'll be makdim before we say Rav Shach's pshat with a yesod which we find many times in Shas, and we've mentioned it in the Shiurim, Masechta Sanhedrin, Perek Aleph, that sometimes the tam of a din atayra and the gather of the din atayra are different. The tam is the svara, so to speak, why the Torah set a specific din. But the actual gather of what the din is may be something different. Zakt Rav Shach, that's the case in by Ben Sayra Umayra. The tam why the Torah was machayev Ben Sayra Umayra with Misa is like the Mishnah's Masbron the Fine Alpha and Beis, because he's Neragal Shem Seifai, because mutav sheyamos zaka vayamos chayiv, because misal rishram hanol lehem vahanol le'olam. That's all the tam why the Torah was mechayiv misa. But the actual gedder adin was that the Torah, on account of that, was mechayiv for being over the avera of leisoichlu al adam, a chiyuv misa. The siba why the Torah was machmer so much for the leisoichlu al adam to make a chiyuv misa is in order that misal rishram hanol lehem vahanol le'olam. But the actual gedder hadin mitzad atzmai is not just a din misa ba'alma, like Reb Chaim says, just in order to be mesalik this person from the world so that he shouldn't get into more trouble. But the gedder hadin is an actual chayvas misa for the avera of leisoichlu al hadam. Now, Zok Rav Shach, the pshat in the makshin is as follows. Once we understand the tam atayra, that it's based on al shem soifai hunerag, it's based on a concept of Misa l'Risham Hanol Lehem Hanol Eilam. Now there's a svara that this chiyuv misa, which the Torah was machayev for leisoich lo adam, is different than all of the chiyuvim misa shabataira. All of the chiyuvim misa shabataira are specifically on a gadol, not on a katan. Over here, this chiyuv misa for being over leisoich lo adam, it's mistaber that the Torah was machayev that even on a katan, because the tam for the chiyuv is something which applies even for a katan as well. Therefore, the actual chayvas misa should be chal on a katan as well. And Shema Taimar, we never found that the Torah is machayev anything for a katan. That's not true. Like we mentioned, the Gemara Masechta Nida Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, that the Gemara discusses a neder of a katan, a mufla samach leish. The Gemara says there, a katan, even though he's not yet bar mitzvah, will be bechlal the lav of Bal Yachel, and he'll also get malchus for Bal Yachel. So too over here, the Gemara held min asvara, a katan will be bechlal the iser of leisoich lo al adam, and he'll be chayev the einish for leisoich lo al adam, which is a chiyuv misa. Zogt Rav Shach weiter, with this we can also answer Rav Chaim's kasha that lechayre ein makablan eidah shalei b'fnei baldin, and a katan is command the less adami. Because obviously, if the Torah held that a katan should be chayev misa for this aver of leisoich lo al adam, must be that the Torah was machshiv the das of a katan enough that he's bechlal this iser. His das is enough of a das in order that he should be mitzuveh in this iser. And in such a situation, that das is enough to be considered that the katan is present b'shas the kabbalas edus. Just like b'chreich, we're going to have to say by a katan mufla samach leish that his das, which the Torah recognizes as enough das to be chayiv in bal yachel, should be enough of a das that we should be able to be made b'fun of, and will be considered mekavlin edus b'fnei baldin. There al korchach, also we have to say that das is enough also to consider the katan present. So too in regards to ben seira umayra, if the Torah considers him enough of a bar das to be bechlal the lav, he's considered present legabi the din of mekabelin edus befanav. Ad kan divri Rav Shach besifrei Avi Ezri al Harambam. Now the emes is that divri Rav Shach are a tremendous chiddush, because even though the tam of the din of the Torah is because mutav shiyamas zakav al yomos chayev al shem seifa hunerak, but we hold leidar shin on time of the krah. And in Cain, if there's a klalim called Tarikula, that the Torah was not mechayev katanim, the Torah does not consider them accountable for the isser or to give them an einish, mechateza, that based on that time, we should be able to say with such a pashtus that this lav is an exception to the rule, and that a katan is held accountable bein for the lav, and he actually has a chayvas misa. This is a tremendous chiddush. Akoponim, hayyotze is that we have two very different pirushim and how to understand das hamakshin in our sugya. The pshat of Reb Chaim and the pshat of the Avi Ezri. Reb Chaim holds that it's just a din that you have to kill him, but it's not a chayves misa, and because of that, it's not shver that he's not a bar oinshim, and it's not shver that im kablan aid the shalei b'fnei baldin. However, Reb Shach disagrees and he holds there's no such concept bechlal as killing somebody without a chayev misa, and therefore he says that it must be that the Gemara has a svare. Then in this situation, the Torah holds a katan accountable, bein the gabi the lav, bein that he should have a chayvas einish. Now there's another very important nakuda that has to be spoken out in regards to the hesber of the das hamakshin. And that is that the Mishnah later on the Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, when explaining the seder of the din of Ben Seira Umayra, the Mishnah says that first, masrun boy b'fnei shleisha umalkan isai. On the achila rishayna, the Ben Seira Umayra is chayav malkas. Chazer v'kilkol, only on the achila shnia, that's when the halacha is nidain v'esrim v'shleisha and is chayav skila. Now yesh ladon, if the first chi of malkas is ma'akiv, that he only gets skila if he was already leika on the first achila, or it's not ma'akiv. And the Mechas Chinuch in mitzvah reish mem ches, ois yutes, seems to hold that it's not ma'akiv. But the Arsameach in Ilchas Mamrim, Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph, he says mefurish that it is ma'akiv, and azoy is mashma also in the chidushim of Rabbeinu Yonis and Melunil, a rishon on the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph. Now, if you were going to say that the Malkus is ma'akiv, so yesh ladan, if it's possible to have a havamina, that a katan would be chayiv Malkus. Because bishlama on the chayiv misa, it's shaykh to say, like the Gemara says, that it's lay al chetay nerag, ela al shem soifay nerag, that a katan would also be bechlal the din of al shem soifay. But the chayiv Malkus is not al shem soifay. Al shem soifay is only in regards to killing him, like the Mishnah is mazbar 9 alpha medbeis, because mutav sheyomos zakai val yomos chayev, in order to withhold him from becoming a full-fledged sinner. But in regards to the chayves malkus, that can't be a din of nidin al shem soifai. So why is there a chayves malkus? So Taisus on the Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, B'divir Maschel Mishum, says that it's a gilui hakra, that he's leika on the lav of leiseichlu al adam. Even though be'etzem, there shouldn't be malkus for it, because it's a lav shenitin lazhoras misas bezdin, and it's a lav shabachlalis. The Torah is megala with the pasuk of a Yisroisai to tell us that this lav is chayiv malkus, which would mean that it's an ordinary din malkus like we find b'chol lav in Shabbat Torah. Now that's obviously something which doesn't apply to a katan. And the emes is that that's also the pashtus of the mashmais of the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim Perek Zayin Halacha Zayin. He says that malkan isai k'chol malkus Shabbat Torah, which al pi pashtus means that it's a din malkus for the lav. How is it possible to have a havamina imkain that a katan would be chayiv malkus? And if a katan would not be chayiv malkus, and we hold, like the Arsameach, and like the Rabbeinu Yonis and Melunil, that if you don't get malkus, that's ma'akiv, and therefore there's no chayiv misa, so then how is it possible for the makshan to have a havamina that a katan would ever be chayiv the din of a misa of Ben Seira Umayra? This is what we have to be ma'ir over here in this havamina. So the emes is that the fida mahalach of the Avi Ezri, this is not shver. Because just like in regards to the Chayves Misa, the Avi Ezri is Masbir, that the din of Nidin al Shem Seifa is just the Tam, but the actual gather of the din of Torah is that the Torah held a Katan accountable, and the Torah considered him enough of a Bar Das that he should be Muzhar in the Isra of Leiseichlu al Adam, and that he should be a Bar Einshin in regards to getting the Einish Misa for that love. So too, in regards to Malkus, will we say that the Torah held the Katan accountable, and he's over the love of Leiseichlu al Adam, and he's Chayv Malkus. But according to the Mahalach of Reb Chaim, that says that a vada, a katan, is not muzhar in the lav, and he's not a bar oinshin, and that be'emes, it's not possible to even bring edus against him, because ein mekablan edus shalei b'fnei baldin. So the only halacha is over here that it's a din shat sarach lahargai, but it's not really a chayvas misa b'chlal. So then it follows that hu adin, it's impossible that he should have a chayvas malchus. So we're back to the question, if a katan cannot be neschayv with a chayvas malchus, how do we ever get to the havamina that a katan is going to have a chayvas misa if we hold that the malchus and the misa are ma'akvin ze ezeh? So the emes is that Rav Chaim himself asked this question in his Chidushim al Rambam in Hilchas Mamrim, Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin. And Rav Chaim answers, V'zeh l'shaynai, Elo vadai degam chiyuv malchus de ben seiru humayra, hu gamken megzeres akasov. Meaning it's just a gzeres akasov, and it's not a regular din malchus k'chol lav in Shabbatayra. So Rav Chaim weiter, V'shem ben seiru humayra, hu shagayrim l'chayvay b'malchus. It's the Shem ben Seir Umayra, which makes him b'chayiv b'malkas. Now we have to understand what that means. Now l'chayra, the pshat in Reb Chaim is that it's meseder dinei ben Seir Umayra. Meaning to say, the ikur din ben Seir Umayra is that hargan isai because of al shem saifai. Just the seder advarim is that we don't kill him immediately. The achila rishayna, initially we just give him malkas, and only on the achila shniya is when we kill him. So a chelik of the Seder Hadin and the Chiddush HaTorah of the Parshas Ben Seir Umayra is that it involves a Chayvus Malkus for the Achila Rishayna, and the Chiyav Misa only comes at the end after the Achila Shnia. Therefore, even a Katan is Bechlal. Once we understand that the Ikar Din Ben Seir Umayra, which is Al Shem Seifai, because of Mutav Sheyama Zakav Al Yamas Chayev, that that's Chal and a Katan as well. So the whole Seder Hadin is Chal and a Katan, including the process, which is first a chayvas malchus, and only afterwards a chayvas misa. Ad kan the pshat of Reb Chaim, which works l'shitasai with the previous shtickl of Reb Chaim in Hilchas Gerushin, Perek Vav Halacha Tes. There's another vart from the Chazon Ish in our sugya. The Chazon Ish is medayik from Divrei Rashi later on the Mishnah on the Fayin Aleph Amud Aleph. Rashi over there says that although the Mishnah says masra naisai, we give him masra, Zok Rashi, that's not a full-fledged din asra like we find in Kol HaTeri Kula. Elo Zok Rashi v'zel ha-shaynai, Meichichen ha-isai, de-be'inan v'yisru ha-isai, shalei argil. V'im lo yishama, malken ha-isai be-bezdin, v'yalifla me v'yisru ha-isai. So Rashi explains that the din asra is really a din teichacha. And Rashi is meisif that if he doesn't listen, malken ha-isai be-bezdin, which is also learned out from the pasuk of v'yisru ha-isai. Zok de Chazanish, Kavonis Rashi is that even the Din Malkus is not a full-fledged regular Din Malkus kebechol aterikula, just as a Din Teichacha. Lefizet, it's understandable that hu adin v'yakotan, such a thing would be Shaykh, we would be Mechiachim, through Hasra and through Malkus, and hope that he won't go on to have an Achila Shnia. And if he does have an Achila Shnia, that's when the Halacha is going to be that we kill him. This Mahalach and Rashi is the Chayra not mashma like that on the Rambam, because the Rambam says, Malkan Isai, Kechol Malkus Shabbatayra. The Fi the Rambam, we're going to have to say, like Rab Chaim says, that it's Miseder Ben Seirer Umayra. Al Kapanim, the Halacha of Malkus, in the Gemara's Havamina, that it applies to Akatan as well, we have three possible Mahalachim. The Mahalach of Rav Shach, the Mahalach of Rav Chaim himself, and the Mahalach of the Chazon Ish. The Fi Rav Shach, the entire Havamina is based on a Yisoid, that in regards to Ben Seirer Umayra, the Torah held Akatan accountable. Therefore, just like there would be a chayvus misa on a katan, who adin there would be a chayvus malchus. Lefir Reb Chaim, the din malchus is not like a malchus on a regular lav. The chayvus malchus is miseder ben seirer umayra. And lefir the Chazon Ish, al pi Rashi, the din malchus is not a regular chayvus malchus like we find in Kol HaTorah Kula Bechlal. It's just a form of teichacha, kemerumas in the pasuk of v'yisru isai. Ad kan de pshat, in the Das Hamakshin, that a katan would also be Bechlal a Ben Seirer Umayra. And now let's go weiter to be Masber, what's pshat in the Tartin, now that we have a Gzeres HaKosov, what is the Torah teaching us? Now Mitzad Echad, the fact that it's a Gzeres HaKosov, is Mashma that there really is no Svara, it's a Gzeres HaKosov. Mitzad Cheni, the Lashon of the Mishnah is Mashma, that it has to do with the fact that a katan is Pater in all Mitzvah Shabbat Torah, because that's the Lashon of the Mishnah, katan Pater, Shlei Ba Lechlal Mitzvahs. And the emes says, Kain Mavor in Rashi, earlier in the Mishnah, B'divya Maschel Mishiyavi Bei Cyrus, Zok Rashi Aval Mikame Hachi Loi Me Onish, Kid Mefarash V'Ozel, Shadayin Le Balachal Mitzvahs, meaning because a katan is not a Bar Oinshin. V'chein Mashma, in Rashi in Masech Tanida Daf Nun Beis Amar Aleph, B'Divri Amatzchol Mishiyavish Tei Cyrus, Zog Rashi V'Zel Hashayne Shom, Aval Kaidim Beis Cyrus, Lav Bar Oinshin Hu. Mashma that it has to do with the general klal of the fact that a katan is not a Bar Oinshin. This is Tzarech Bir. Is it a Xeris Akasiv? Or is it because of the general halacha that a katan is Leibol L'chal Mitzvahs and that he's not a Bar Oinshin? So the emes is, Lefi the Mahalach of Rav Shach and Avi Ezri, it is Muzbar Ma'oid. Because the Gemara's Havmina was based on the Tam, that it's Mipnei Sheyomas Zakev al Yomas Chayev, that over here the Torah would be Mechayev a Katan, different than in Kol Torah Kula, where the Torah does not consider him accountable. He's Leibol L'chal Mitzvahs and he's not a Bar Oinshin. Here the Torah would consider a Katan accountable. On that, the Xeris Akasav is telling us that even though we may have thought differently, Lemaisa, the Chayvis Misa that the Torah gives for a Ben Sarah Umayra does not include a Katan. So it's a Xeris Akasav, but once there is a Xeris Akasav, it's Chayzer to the original din that a Katan is Leibol L'chal Mitzvahs and he's not a Bar Oinshin. So the two things work together very well. But according to the Mahalach of Reb Chaim, that he says that the Pshat in the Gemara's Havamina is that it's not a Chayvis Misa B'chlal, it's Zesodin Shatzarech Lahargai, and that's why it applies to Katan as well. So now that there's a Xeris Akasav that tells us that it does not apply to Katan, so there's a Xeris Akasav. But what does that have to do with the general Klal of a Katan being Loibol L'chal Mitzvahs and not being a Bar Oinshin? So L'chayra HaMavur from the Gemara is that the Xeris Akasav that's being Mamayat Katan is Be'etzam being Megala to us that we have to understand the Chayvis Misa in an entirely different way. Although before the Xeris Akasav we would have understood that a Katan is Bechlal, because like Reb Chaim's Mazber, that it's not really a Chayvis Misa, it's just a Din Shetzrichen Lahargai. The Torah's Gufa being Megala to us by being Mamayat Katan, then no, it's not just a Din Shetzarech Lahargai, because that would apply by a Katan. The fact that a Katan is not Bechlal is a Giloi, that it is actually a Chayvis Misa, which is why only a Gadol could have the Din Chiyuv Misa, but a Katan cannot have that Bechlal. Now that we have a Xeris Akasav, we have a new way of looking at it. We now understand that it's really a Chayvis Misa, which doesn't apply to a Katan Bechlal, and that's the Pshat in the Lashon HaMishneh, Katan Potter, Shaleba L'chlal Mitzvahs. And this is Mevur also, Mitaych Divrei HaGemara earlier on Daf Samech Gimel Amud Aleph, because the Gemara says that Leisoichlu al Adam is a Azhara leben Sayer Umayra. If we need a Azhara, that's because there's a klal of Ein Einshin Elim Kein Mazirin. And that's our Rashi's Mazbir the Gemara over there on the Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. And Azay Shein Mefurish also in the Rambam in his Hakdama to the Din of Ben Sayer Umayra in Hilchas Mamrim Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph. If it's considered an Einish, Bal Karchach, it's not that it's just a Dina Shetzrichim Lahargai, but rather it's a Chayvas Misa. And that must be that that's what was Neschadish in the Xeris Akasav, that a Katan is not Bechlal, that we now know that it's a real Chayvis Misa, which requires an Azhara. And according to this, the Mishnah on the Fayin Aleph on the base, which tells us that he's Nerag al Shem Seifai, Mutav Sheyomos Zakai, Val Yomos Chayiv, that's just what generates the Chayvis Misa. But the gather of the Din Misa is an actual Chayvas Misa. V'chol divrei Reb Chaim in Hilchas Gerushin Perek Vav Halacha Tes is only to be masber the Das Hamakshin, but lemaskana avade it's a regular Chayvas Misa. Adkan the Hesber in the three Shlavim of the Gemara, the Stamus of the Gemara, the Makshin of the Gemara, and the Tartzin of the Gemara, how to understand the general gather of the Halacha of Ben Sarir Umayra based on the Nidan of a Katan. Adkan this Shir from Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Samaches Amud Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maram HaKlaimis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.